Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I watched far too many game shows growing up, probably as many as cartoons anyway. Well, maybe I watched more cartoons just because there was probably more cartoons on, but game shows were, you know, a mainstay of, I'd say early era television. And I guess you can still find some of the classic game shows on today, like Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. And, and of course there's the Game Show Network if you have cable, or, you know, there's a... Yeah, there's random game shows here and there, but it's per capita, right? Or for the number of shows that are out there, there's not quite as many game shows. I guess it's just the nature of the beast, I suppose. A game show that was on in the mid 1980s that was popular for a time and ultimately got canceled like many other game shows is the game show Press Your Luck. And at the time it was a very high tech sort of a game show. There was a board where it had, I think, 18 squares on it, and the little lights flashed around, and you tried to land on a square that had either cash or cash in a spin, a prize, or, and hopefully not the whammy, right? Because if you got the whammy, then you lost all your money. Supposedly the board was reasonably random, and it was quite a high tech exercise, but sadly a guy named Michael Larson figured out that it was pretty easy to figure out the pattern. Of course, he practiced and whatever, and on one episode of the show he got $100,000+ in cash and prizes, which was quite a lot for back in 1984 or 85 or whenever it was it happened. And as a result of this, they made the board much harder, and somebody like a Michael Larson would have a much more difficult time trying to figure out what the pattern was. And if you've ever seen the game show Whammy, which was the Game Show Network did a version of Press Your Luck that similar concept, but the board shape was weird. It was definitely more randomized as far as the squares and stuff. So it was. It was an interesting, it was an interesting take on the original game. But anyway, the story about Michael Larson is almost kind of a rags to riches to rags story. And it's kind of sad because the guy was he had plenty of foibles, and I mean he spent so much time focused on trying to figure out how this game show worked that he was able to do it. And this is the way that, a lot of, quote unquote hackers do things, right? They spend a lot of time trying to figure out how something works and then, figure out how to exploit it, right? People in InfoSec do this all the time. But after he gotten all that money, he tried to find other ways to make money for nothing, as it were, and didn't do so well. So anyway, this story, every once in a while I'll come across the Michael Larson thing. There was actually a documentary created about it. And if you're into game shows and such, it's kind of an interesting thing. And the story that I've linked in the show notes, if you don't want to spend, an hour and a half watching this documentary, you can read this piece, on it as well. And, game shows are, there's, some game shows can be hacked and some cannot, and so they tried to get too cutesy with the technology, very early on, and they had to make it better, which again, just kind of like InfoSec, right? Somebody figures out how a system works and exploits it, and then they make it better. That's just the way things work in my industry. But it was interesting to see that parallel, and as I say, being a didn't hear much about this at the time. Of course, I was a teenager, not paying, you know, all that much attention to, say, the news or what might be going on, or even if this was a news. It was, certainly wasn't an internet to go look stuff up. So this was, you know, something I found out way after the fact, obviously. But it's an interesting story. And if you're kind of interested in this kind of stuff, then you like game shows and you haven't seen the story, I mean, most of the fans of Pressure Luck have probably seen this particular documentary. But check it out anyway. It's just kind of it's human interest story, I guess. Although, as I say, it's a kind of an old one. But as somebody who likes game shows, it's of interest to me anyway. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.